Peace, everyone. What's going on? I felt particularly encouraged to do this episode after reading a piece by the Alliance for Global Justice on the human rights situation in the United States. I didn't get to read through all of it, but I just wanted to plug that before I say anything else. You can find that on the Alliance for Global Justice website, afg.org, I believe it is. It has an introduction from an organization in Mexico and Gerald Horn. It has all of the actual data about how the study was done, what, you know, the facts and figures were, and then the conclusions that were drawn from that. Again, I haven't been able to read through all of it, but I scanned it really quick. And after checking it out, it just made me think about something that's been on my mind a lot lately. So today we're going to talk about the idea of human rights versus the rights of humanity. But before we get into that, for folks who haven't tuned in before, my name is Josh. I'm a trans woman. I use she, her pronouns. This is In Defense of Liberation, the show that is working towards and educating about a true people's liberation movement and revolution. So, folks, this is an interesting piece of material because, you know, commonly we hear all kinds of slander by the United States and Europe about all different countries around the world, whether they be socialists, whether they be nationalists, or whether they be, you know, even capitalist countries who, you know, just plainly don't have the development or the political stability or the capital that the United States does, right? Or that Europe does. So, something that someone that's very important to me, Dr. Fidel Castro Ruz, mentioned many times in his speeches, especially at the United Nations, was the difference between the so-called, you know, human rights ideology and the ideology of the rights of humanity. And the best way to make an example of this is to show how today, in the United States and around the world, especially in the places that are the most wealthy, the most politically stable, the ones that actually do the destabilization, the bombing campaigns, the psyops, the interpenetration and infiltration of intelligence agencies, military groups, far-right organizations, and the funding, arming, and developing of more proto-fascist, warlike, imperialistic, capitalistic nations around the world. This tendency towards the continuation of mass exploitation is continuing in a period of time where things like the United Nations and other international organizations posit the idea that things like democracy, liberty, political freedoms, social acceptance, etc., are the most important values that a nation, a people, or individuals can hold, right? They proclaim the importance of things like democracy. And yet, what sort of democracy exists in Afghanistan 20 years after US invasion, where the population is now facing a rate of starvation almost unheard of in the world, and where no international aid is going to come in because of the incredible levels of political destabilization that the United States and its friends in Europe created? What kind of democracy existed in Iraq when the United States killed and displaced anywhere between 500,000 and 5 million people. What kind of democracy exists here in the United States, where the indigenous nations, who are the real founding people, individuals of this land, not the United States of North America, of Turtle Island. What democracy exists for them after years of genocide where almost 95% of the population was wiped from the face of the earth, and now the remainder are forced onto concentration camps called reservations, or if they don't live on the, you know, concentration camps, they live in urban areas or rural areas where they are completely segregated, completely divided from any of their communities, completely without resources, and completely unsupported. And in fact, oftentimes targeted for extreme levels of violence. So this is human rights, right? This is supposedly the most important human right, democracy. Yet at the same time, we can have billions of people around the world who are starving. We can have billions of people around the world who are facing war because of the United States' intervention in their own internal political affairs. We can look at continents like Africa and show clearly that human rights have never existed as far as the United States was concerned for anyone except for wealthy, capitalist, property-owning, international conglomerates, corporations, capitalists, and imperialists. That's who gets representation in the government. That's who gets to decide what their political systems look like. That's who gets to decide who goes into office. That's who gets to decide what is produced. That's who gets to decide what the prices of products are, and therein who can afford them. And that's also who decides how much we're paid for our labor. But when we talk about the rights of humanity, we will say that there could be no world where the rights of humanity are respected, that hunger, houselessness, poverty, war, racism, imperialism, patriarchy, and exploitation could exist to the extent that it does. And especially if we're really talking about a world where the rights of humanity are respected, these things and these issues, these exploitative actions and systems would be targeted and rooted out by natural necessity. Because if human beings are respected as human beings, not as property, not as, you know, wage earners, not as producers, but as human fucking beings, then there would be no situation where the enslavement of the African continent, the enslavement and genocide of the Americas, the nuclear destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the bombings of Yugoslavia, the invasions in the Congo, in Grenada, in other places around the world like Iraq, like Afghanistan, etc. There's no situation where these things could exist simultaneously, because these things, this imperialism, this destruction, is actually antithetical to what it would be to actually respect human beings. So there can be no discussion of human rights in a world where poverty exists to the level that it does. There can be no discussion of human rights in this world where clearly there is no concern for the well-being, safety, and, you know, livability of the population of the world. I mean, look at how desperate the situation is for us, really. I mean, it's not just like we can't get the iPhone that we want, right? Like 3.5 to 4.5 billion people around the world have no home, have no idea where their next meal will come from. That has to be reckoned with. And the only way to reckon with it is by respecting the rights of humanity, by building revolutionary movements, by organizing ourselves, by organizing the masses, and really getting it in our heads that until we take account for ourselves and for the systems we live in and actually work to make a change, right? It doesn't matter how much we talk about human rights or democracy or liberty or what have you, nothing will fundamentally change other than to get worse. But that's why we are going to have a revolution. And that is why we are organizing around the world, because we, the masses of people, understand naturally by our own existence that this oppression cannot continue. And so we will fight it until our death. All power to the people.